Hi, welcome. I'm Russell Evans. I pray that this sermon will bless you. We're going to be talking about God of the overflow and to be baptized or immersed in what he has for you. And out of that baptism, it comes an overflow to other people's lives. I trust you enjoy. Open your spirit, open your heart to receive from God. God bless you. If you want an overflow, a kingdom overflow, a spiritual overflow, it doesn't come by natural means. It comes by supernatural means. It comes by the Holy Spirit. So if we want an overflow by the Holy Spirit, we got to be filled with the Spirit. So today I want to talk to you about the overflow of the Spirit or being baptized. Everyone say baptized. Luke 3:16 says, and John answered their questions by saying, I baptize you with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater than I, that I'm not even worthy to be his slave and untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you. Everyone say baptize. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So here's John the Baptist saying, I baptize with water, but one's coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, baptism isn't a sprinkling. That's not a... Some people say, well, I got baptized as a kid. No, you got sprinkled as a kid, because the meaning of baptism isn't sprinkling. It's not just a little pouring. Baptism actually means immersion. It means to go under and be consumed by, immersed. So if you want to live a life of overflow for the kingdom of God, we need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. We need an overflow of the Holy Spirit. We need to be immersed in Jesus so that we don't just get a little sprinkle of him to take a little sprinkle of him to the world. We want to be immersed in him. So, what happens when you're baptized? What happens when something is immersed? It actually takes on the character to what you're baptized into. So if I'm baptized with God, if I'm baptized with the Spirit, if I'm immersed in God, guess what? I take on the nature of God. But if I'm baptized into my problems, if I'm baptized or I'm immersed into myself, guess what? I will take on the characteristics of myself, right? The Bible says in Romans 3, it says, or have you forgotten that when we join with Christ in baptism, we will join with him in his death? For he died, we were buried with Christ by baptism. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now that we also may live new life. Since we have been united with him in his death, we also will be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful natures were crucified with Christ so that sin may lose its power in our lives. We no longer are slaves to sin. So here it's saying, because Jesus died, see, baptism, part of baptism is dying to yourself and taking on something new. Galatians 3:27 says this, and all who have been united with Christ in baptisms have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. How many like putting on new clothes? See, God wants us to live in his newness, and the only way to have an overflow of the kingdom is to be overflowing with the King. Right? The Bible says in Ephesians, it says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, being drunk is basically you get taken over, or your body gets so consumed that you are no longer like you used to be. You have an overflow in your systems, and it makes you act differently. You see, people get consumed or get drunk, not just on wine, but they get drunk on their careers, they get drunk on themselves, they get filled with the things in life, and the Bible says, don't be filled with that. Be filled with God, because if you're filled with that, you'll get an earthly result. If you're filled with God, you'll get a kingdom result, heavenly result. You know, drunk people are amazing. You watch them. I live in the city, so I see a lot of drunk people. And I see people change personalities. They go from hi to hey. Something in them overflows. When you're filled with the Spirit, there should be the character of God that overflows in your life. There should be the overflow of the kingdom. If I'm filled or immersed or baptized into God, then I will be overflowing with what God's like. See, baptism See, right now, this white cloth is a white cloth. It's the environment that it's in right now determines that it stays white. The environment that it's in says it stays dry. The environment that it's in, it's a cloth. It's a cloth. But once it gets immersed, I'm not going to pull it out white. Don't worry, it's not a magic trick. See, the more it gets immersed, the more character or the nature of the contents it's in, it takes on. It was white, but as it gets deeper and as it gets immersed, all of a sudden, now it's no longer a white cloth that's dry. It's immersed in water. And it's now taking on the color that it's gone into. See, when we are outside of God, we take on the outside of God baptism. But when we're inside God and His blood washes us clean and He gives us new life and He gives us new hope and He gives us joy, now we are consumed or immersed with God. Acts 1:8 says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. This is how this immersion happens. Is Peter, you know, Peter, he always was putting his foot in his mouth. Peter, how many know some Peters in your life? Not actual Peters, or they could be called Peters, but you say things that you don't mean to say. You cut people's ears off when you don't even mean to. One day have this amazing revelation how awesome God is, and the next minute He tells you you're the devil. Right? Peter, he's there sitting around the fireplace. Jesus is being beaten and he's being accused, and he's there around the fireplace, and these people say, "You are one of His disciples," and he's like, "No way!" Beep. "You're one of His disciples." "No way." Beep. "You're one of His disciples." "No way." And then he hears, then he sees Jesus look down at him because he hears the cock crow. And you remember Jesus said, "You're going to deny me three times." He was the denier of Christ. He hung around Christ. He was around Christ. But something happened in Acts 2 in the upper room where he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And he came from a denier of Christ to a preacher of Christ. Why? Because in the upper room, he got so dipped and dyed in God's presence and immersed in God's presence, he no longer was consumed with how he was used to be. He now is consumed with what he's in today. That's why the Bible says to be constantly filled with the Spirit. Why? Because you and I actually leak. We have this vessel that carries the presence of God, and God wants us constantly to be filled with Him, so because out of us can flow Him. So Acts 2, all who have been united with Christ in baptism, immersion, have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. Now let's see what this dipping, this immersion means in our lives, is being filled with God. What does it mean? It means we take on the nature of God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you and me. So now we take on the nature of God. So what's the nature of God like? See, people are trying to find love everywhere. Oh, if I only could find love. All you need is love. Bum, ba, da, ba, ba. All you need is love. Yeah, trying to find love. Once you're immersed in God, you don't have to find love because you're immersed in love. Love just comes out of you. Whenever I see somebody who is so filled with God, you just love just comes out of them. So when I'm immersed with God, when I'm baptized in God, I'm looking for hope. You see, this year I'm believing for more of you to have greater hope than you've ever seen. And hope isn't like, though I wish upon a star. That's not hope, that's a wish. Hope, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hopeful. That word hope is to expect. So I get up this morning and expect to be blessed. Why? Because I'm bathed, I'm baptized in His presence. So I expect goodness and mercy to follow me. I expect God to give me opportunity. I expect to help people today. I expect for people to encounter Jesus today. I expect people to get saved today. We just talked about 5,800 people who made decisions for Christ in the last 12 months. How did that happen? It didn't happen through I wish. It happened through I expect. How do we do what we've done in 12 years? It hasn't happened by a wish. It's happened by an expectation. Because what you expect is what you get. And what you expect, you set up for. I went to a wedding yesterday. And I go to this wedding and it's beautiful. You walk in and it's in this winery in this nice area. And you imagine if Mel and Daniel's there and they're going, well, I wish we have a wedding. I wish people would turn up. So they wished it. And they turned up to the wedding and they hadn't invited anybody. They hadn't set up anything. There was no thank you water around because it's the sister of Daniel getting married. So there's thank you water everywhere. You go into the bathroom. I don't know if they did a deal with the winery, but there's thank you products everywhere. Like, you know, there was even thank you toilet paper. No, there wasn't really, but and that's a good idea every time. Thank you. Dan, I'll come part of your marketing team. So imagine if that turned up, they hadn't invited a person to do the wedding, a celebrant or a pastor. They hadn't set up any chairs. They actually had these little umbrellas that you could stand under. But the problem is with a bald head, umbrellas don't seem to work that well. But anyway, if no one turned up, if they hadn't set up anything, there was no music there. Rudy sang so well. It was brilliantly. You got the place jumping in that worship atmosphere. Right there, you're going, jump to the jam. That's an old song, by the way. Imagine there was no water. It was a hot day. And you turn up and they're like, husband and wife. Okay, I wish we're getting married today. Yes, me too. Wish. Yeah, wish. We're getting married, right? Yeah, we're getting married today. Did we invite anyone? I wish I did. No one would have enjoyed the day because no one would have been there. There would be no parents. There would be no bridal party. There'd be no wedding dress. There would be no food. There'd be no people. There'd be nothing. Why? Because a wish isn't hope isn't wishing. Hope is expecting. So a hope is, okay, we're expecting a crowd, so we'll invite a crowd. We're expecting people to turn up, so we'll get them to RSVP. We're expecting to have a bridal party, so we'll ask a bridal party. I'll get them clothes. I'm expecting them to be a part of it. We'll have a drive, we'll have a car. And so we had a wedding yesterday because somebody didn't live in a wish, they lived in an expectation. And faith is a substance of things expected for. When you expect something, you set it up to happen. The reason why people lose hope is they stop getting immersed in God. Faith. Put on, fill your life with faith. Fill your life with joy. Don't be like the world that live joyful because of things happen in their life. The world lives like this, the happy sad syndrome. They get a car, new car, and they're happy. Crash the car, they're sad. They get a new job, they're happy. Lose a job, they're sad. Find a new, they have a boyfriend, and they're a girl, they're happy. They lose that boyfriend, they're sad. You know, because the world operates in things. What you have makes you happy, or what you don't have makes you sad. I went to Africa about 15 years ago, and as I'm driving into this village, all these people come out singing, and like they're singing and they're dancing, and they're like, they don't have much, they don't have a lot, but there's a joy in them that people in the Western world I hadn't seen. And then I began to discover why, because all those people understood Jesus. And they understood that doesn't matter what situation they're in, they're going to create the joy in their situation. Things aren't going to create the joy. What's happened to them is they've been immersed. This year I'm praying that you have the most joy that you've ever had. Ooh, don't worry, be happy. Joy, the Bible says, unspeakable and full of glory. Jimmy and Sam are a bad combination sitting next to each other. Peace. I'm believing for you have the overflow of peace. Doesn't mean you don't have trials. You just have peace in trials. I'm believing that this year, as we get immersed in God, that we'll have peace that surpasses all understanding, that we can't work it out. Why have I got so much peace? Oh, that's right. I've been immersed. I've been baptized in His presence. I don't want to sit out here any longer. I want to get consumed by Him. Miracles this year. I'm believing for an overflow of miracles. But here's the deal. Miracles won't happen unless we get immersed and get the overflow of Him in our lives. I'm believing for signs, wonders, and miracles. Every year we have over 2,000 recorded miracles, but I'm believing for an overflow this year. Would there be an overflow of testimonies? Would there be an overflow that that people are completely transformed by His power? An overflow of abundance to Him who is able to do super abundantly, far above and all we dare ask or think. Financial overflow. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but he who sows generously will reap generously. Why? So you'll have enough to bless people at every occasion, every season. I'm believing as a church, I'm believing as you as an individual, this year, 2016, will be the year of financial abundance, that you have more breakthroughs, you have more blessings than ever before. I'm believing this year we'll have an overflow of power. There won't be any power shortages in this church. There won't be any power blackouts in this or brownouts in this church. That there will be so much power that because there will be so much unity, because where there's unity, each part comes together and the flow of power that comes through. You see? Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You can't power a city without a power plant. And God's spiritual power plant for a city is the church. I'm believing that this year will be a year that people's future will actually be unlocked, revealed, and walked in. But it won't come by being in ourselves. It will come by being immersed in Him. We have a choice. 12 years ago, I didn't know how many people would turn up to Planet Shakers Church. I didn't know how many people. I didn't know what we'd have with campuses. I had a dream, had a thought, but I decided that every year, and we got prayer and fasting right now, but every year that we would immerse ourselves every day, every week, every time we came to God's house, that we would immerse ourselves in God. That we wouldn't live for ourselves, but we would get our lives in Him. And as we get our lives in Him, out of that would come the abundance. Out of that would come the overflow. But I have a urging in my spirit that the last 12 years, brilliant. Over 1,000 people added to the church every year. Amazing, incredible, fantastic. We're planning 4 campuses this year, in one in Melbourne and 3 internationally. And I got this thing in my spirit that God is saying, hey, there's a whole nother level. There's a whole nother capacity. There's an acceleration about to happen. You can have an overflow in it, like a little creek overflows. But when you get the Niagara Falls and it has an overflow, the impact is far greater than the creek. And I'm believing every year we've been a creek, added to a creek, become a river. But I'm believing that in the next 3 to 5 years that we have the greatest overflow, that your businesses will be blessed, that your families will be blessed, that the city will be blessed, that the nation will be blessed, that the nations of the world will be blessed. You know, you never know. You actually never know. I remember I was in a meeting and I was there and I was in England, Manchester, England. And the Lord spoke to me about an African guy sitting in the meeting. And I said, could you stand up, sir? And he stood up and I said, God's shown me that God's... And he was a campus pastor of a church in Johannesburg. And I didn't know that at the time. I said, God's called you to be a leader of a nation. And that He's anointed you to lead a nation. And I prayed for him and it was a good time. I was with John Herbert this week having... breakfast, and he was eating food and I was having fluid, and it's a joke that some people got, and other people are like, what? 21 days of prayer and fasting, I wasn't eating that at the moment. And he said, oh, do you know we got the opposition leader's family in our church of South Africa? I said, no. He said, yeah, and there's a good possibility he may become the Prime Minister of South Africa. I said, really? He goes, yeah. Do you remember the guy you prophesied over 5 years ago in England? That you said he was going to be a leader of the nation? I said, yeah, I remember that. He said, well, he was a campus pastor in Johannesburg, got into government. He miraculously won the opposition leadership of the opposition party, and there is such favour towards that party right now, it does look a good chance that they become the next party that rules. And he's moved to Cape Town because that's where government is, and his family is in our church because of our connection and your prophecy over him. You never know the overflow that happens when you step out in faith. And I can tell you story after story after story after story of the overflow. But God's saying this year, 2016, there needs to be an immersion that says, God, I'm not just going to put part of me in the river. I don't want a little sprinkling. I don't want a little touch. And God, you can put that much on my life, but no much more. No. I just got to get consumed with God. And in this room, as Mitch comes, you say, this year, 2016, God, baptize me. Consume me. I want to be immersed in you. I want to be immersed in your kingdom. I want to be immersed in your presence. If that's you, I want you to stand to your feet all over this room. Not just a little dip, but an immersion. Immersion. Just baptize. We're talking about overflow. Overflow will never happen if we don't get an overflow from God. So if that's you, would you lift your hands to heaven as a sign? Say, God, here, come and fill me. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Holy Spirit, I invite you to pour out over my life. I position myself to be immersed in your presence. I ask you to pour blessing and favor and heaven over my life and out of my life. Let it overflow to heal, to restore, to bless, to provide, to love, to bring peace, to bring joy. This year, Lord, I'm believing as I immerse myself in your presence for an overflow. Bless me so I can bless others. And I give you honor and I give you glory.